our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth the truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be given unto thee, O richly multiplied from God the Father, and from Christ Jesus the Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together Psalter 349, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My heart was glad to hear the welcome sound, the call to seek Jehovah's house of prayer. Our feet are standing here on holy ground, within thy gates, thou city grand and fair. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 349. From Scripture we wish to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, the verses 20 through 37. Luke 17, beginning at verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noe, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And when he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Thus far. The congregation, we announce yet that the services for Nobleford are at 2:30 p.m. and at 7 o'clock in the evening. We hope to be there in the afternoon service and here in the evening. Let us now try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Most holy, most glorious, eternal and faithful God of the oath and of the covenant, may it please thee in this morning hour to look down upon us, whereas we have assembled with the congregation on a day that has been set aside to ask a blessing, a day of prayer that has been held since many years and centuries in thy church, when the season was approaching that the husbandmen would go into the field and plow, that he would cast in the seed. But Lord, then it is true what thy word says. Paul may plant and Apollos may water, but thou alone givest the increase. And so it is in the realm of creation. We are called upon to be diligent in all our labors, but we cannot cause the seed to take root downward, nor can we cause the seed to grow upward and bear fruit. It depends on thy blessing. And therefore, Lord, as that season is approaching, may we then ask thee, could it be in humility, in unworthiness, and dependence upon thee, if thou wilt provide a blessing that there may be seed for the sower, bread to the eater, that the cattle may multiply, that the fish may be caught, that our labors in the home, our labors in the field, our labors in the office, our labors in the shop, wherever it may be, that it may all receive thy indispensable blessing. O Lord, and we ask, if there may also be health and strength supplied, that thou wouldest give opportunity, desire to do our labors, that we may have labors given unto us, that we need not be idle. Lord, and there are so many things that we ought to bring before thee, also in this temporal day, that thou alone canst provide for us. And then we ask, if thou wilt remember the nation and give peace, give quietness, give yet opportunity to do our labors, and that we may gather together in thy house from time to time. O Lord, we can multiply all these petitions, but thou knowest the needs and wants of each and every one. But Lord, if thou shalt now open our eyes and give us to see the world around us, if thou give us to see the nation and the province, must then not shame cover our face? Must we not be humble before thy countenance? For where is now that seeking after thee and that obeying thy commandments? Are not thy holy commandments trampled underfoot? How is thy name abused? How many idols are there all around us? How is thy Sabbath day desecrated? And Lord, how many times must we hear or observe lying and murdering, envying, oh, all kinds of evil and violence upon the face of the earth? And alas, then so often those that are in authority tolerate or even say that it is proper that it should be so. May we then receive a day of penitence, a day that we may bow our knees before thee and confess our sins and our guilt, and beg of thee, if thou wilt not depart, if thy judgments would not yet come, but that a blessing may rest upon the nation still, that thou wouldest give a returning unto thee, and that thou wouldest also convert those that are in authority over us. But if thou givest eyes to see in the congregations here, over the length and breadth of this earth, oh, how should we then take up the lamentations of the prophet of old? How is the fine gold become so dim? And how are the precious sons of Zion esteemed? As earthen pitchers, Lord, where is the former glory of thy church? Where are the exercises in grace? Where are the true and evident conversions? Where is the godliness? Where is that tender fear and walking before thy countenance? Ah, Lord, also in thy Zion love waxeth cold. And then we need to look in our own hearts. We need to examine our own souls. Ah, Lord, and indeed it should be a day of prayer, but also a day of penitence. For who among us is not guilty of a host of sins? Who of us can come to thy house in this morning and say, I am clear of those great transgressions? For if thou comest with uncovering grace, then we must bow, then we must be ashamed, then we have to confess with the publican of old, O God, be merciful to me, to us, a sinner. Oh, then there is not one that can stand above another. Then we all must seek to receive a low place in the dust. But what a wonder would it be, Lord, if we may become unworthy in this day, if guilt may be owned, if our trespasses may be acknowledged, and that we come to beg and say, Lord, we need prayer day. We need thy blessing. And we need it in thy Zion. We need it in the church. Lord, so often the seed is sown, and how much of that seed is cast by the wayside? How much falls upon stony ground? How much falls into the thorns and the thistles? Lord, but how much or how little falls now in the good soil that is prepared by thee and thy Spirit? Ah, that we may ask thee, Lord, the season is past and that we can look back. But now the season lies before us, and then it is not only in the realm of nature, but in the realm of spiritual things, that handful of seed is cast out time and again. Oh, is it yet true that also in this season there shall be seed taking root downward and bearing fruit upwards? We have not deserved it, Lord. We are unworthy of it. But if thou departest from us with thy Spirit, and what is left in thy house, it shall become so cold and so empty, so barren, unfruitful. But gracious Lord, look upon us now, and grant that all the labors performed in the midst of the congregation and elsewhere may still be owned and blessed by thee. Unto that end, Lord, give encouragement unto those who serve in the offices, and may there be every day prayer day for them also, that they may be faithful, that they may be dependent upon thee, that it may be the love of their heart to continue but that they also may be encouraged that it is thy work, and that thou shalt care for thy Zion. Ah, Lord, then it becomes a wonder that it does not depend upon man, but then with empty hands, then as broken instruments, then as but dust in thy hands, clay in thy fingers, to be used for the salvation of Zion. Lord, wilt thou then in this season grant spiritual blessings, that thy people may be nourished, instructed, corrected, but that there now also may come an increase in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we live in days that there is much confusion. We live in days that there is so little instruction. We live in days that so little of that true work of thee breaks forth, and that those evident exercises are heard and experienced. But wilt thou now still give tokens of thy favor and of thy grace? Every Sabbath day the congregation may come together. Wilt thou then be pleased to bless those labors, that on the catechism classes and the house visitations thou wouldest give a blessing, and that there may be those who bow their knees before and after and say, Lord, bless it to my heart. Bless it to my heart. Maybe bring before thee also then the empty pulpit, that in thy time, in thy favor, the man according to thy counsel may also be placed there, and that he may proclaim with liberty that everlasting gospel. Remember the school with all the needs and all the wants. Ah, Lord, the outward needs, they remain. But there are serious needs also, with regard to the principles and the freedom. Lord, is it not being assaulted? Maybe thou not lay those things before thy almighty throne, that thou wouldest still continue the work that thou hast begun so many years ago. But what have we done with it, Lord? Where have we ended up with all the benefits? Oh, has there come also within us less dependence upon thee? More of men. Ah, Lord, and we must all come and examine our own heart, and that thou wouldest now still regard and arise and grant that the instruction may continue for our dear rising generation, that they may be instructed for the things here below, but especially how they must walk before thy countenance, and that heart-renewing grace is necessary. Convert to that end students, teachers, school board. Give unto them all thy grace, also those who drive back and forth. Give safety in the season. Lord, remember then, young and old, great and small. Oh, the needs are manifold of widows and widowers, of those who grieve, of those who are lonely, those who have sickness. But wilt thou yet arise, Lord, and show thy mercy? Lord, look upon us in this morning hour and the rest of the day. We stand before it, all of us, that is in speaking and that is in listening. But if thou wilt be pleased to come among us, Lord, oh, then we shall experience it, and then it shall be good. And therefore we ask, wilt thou grant fresh oil Also in this day, a fresh oil, that help from the sanctuary, that unction of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, wilt thou then help us for the glory of thy name, for the salvation of sinners. Oh, perhaps there are poor, perplexed, sighing strugglers. Perhaps there are those pilgrims and strangers here below. Perhaps there are those who say, I have come to thy house, or I listen along, but how must it go? How must it go in my life? Our Lord, lead us then into those riddles, and that they may be declared, and that that way of being safe really may yet prevail in our midst and in our hearts. Gladden us, Lord, with thy doings. Help us, O God of our salvation. We stand before thee. Thou art master. Wilt thou help us then as servant, remove obstacles, give thy word a free course, and Lord, gladden us for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Psalter 136. The stanzas 1-4. Dust to dust the mortal dies, both the foolish and the wise. None forever can remain, each must leave his hoarded gain. Yet within their heart they say that their houses are for aye, that their dwelling places grand shall for generations stand. 1-4 of 136. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, in the which thou shalt say, I have no desire in them. What a contrast is sketched by Solomon in that chapter Ecclesiastes. He speaks about the days of youth, and then immediately following he mentions evil days. Now what are the days of our youth? Then we are young, then we are strong, then we have health. Oh, then everything is so cheerful, and then everything looks so hopeful, then everything is so bright. But then soon those days of evil come, when there is affliction, when there is trouble, when there is sorrow, when there is pain, and when there is grief. And therefore Solomon says unto us all, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. When we are young, it is the best time to seek and fear the Lord. When we are young, it is the best time, if we may, by grace, begin to follow the Lord in whatever path that He leads us. And if we are old, and if the evil days have come upon us, the Bible does not say that you may not remember your Creator, then the need is even greater. Oh, then there must come a hastening to remember our Creator before that those evil days will end in death, and it shall be eternity. But therein lies then also a greater contrast still than what is mentioned by Solomon in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. Because there are days of time and there are days of eternity. In Micah 5, you read about the Lord Jesus, a promise of His coming, whose going forth has been from of old. And literally it says, whose goings forth have been from the days of eternity. So that looks back, the eternity that has never begun, that is when Christ was there. But then also looking forward, the days of eternity shall never end. And now, we also have that great contrast to consider the days of time in which we all live. And we are hastening to the days of eternity. Do you see how necessary it is then that we remember our Creator in the days of this time, while we still have seeking time and calling time and crying time before the evil days come? Yes, before the days of eternity come, because then our lot is irrevocable. Congregation, the days of our life here, the days of our time are so short, and how do we occupy? How are we then busy? How do we then spend the few little moments that we have upon this earth, because we hasten to the days of eternity? We have prayer day today, and then we may, and then we ought to ask the Lord for His indispensable blessing. We need strength, do we not? We desire health, do we not? Or we desire that we may something to eat and something to drink, that we may have clothing, that we may have shelter, and do not despise it, because we cannot make it ourselves, not in the least. But we need the Lord's blessing upon our work in the shop and in the kitchen, on the farm and in the field, in the fishing boat, on the construction site, wherever that it may be, congregation, the hospital or the classroom. We must need His blessing alone. And otherwise, there shall be nothing in it, congregation. But now we must not only work diligently, but we must consider for what purpose do we labor and how do we labor. Because remember, the days of time are short and we are hastening to that day of eternity. And those short days that are allotted unto us, we must use to see God's glory, to seek the welfare of others, but also that we must try to remember the needs of our own soul on that way to that great meeting with God. How is it in your and how is it in my life? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before that those evil days come not. Oh, remember then that Creator in the days of your time, on this day of prayer. Oh, and may it then be that the Lord will give us prayer and teach us about prayer, not only for this time, but especially for the days of eternity. And to that end, we wish to speak from that portion that was read unto you, Luke 17, the verses 26 through 30. Luke 17, verse 26 through 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Thus far. That is now teaching us about a continual day of prayer, a day of prayer as a necessary preparation. Three thoughts: the days of Noah, the days of Lot, and the days of the Son of Man. The days of Noah, the days of Lot, and the days of the Son of Man. In this chapter, the Lord Jesus is leaving Galilee for the final time. He is going to wend his way towards Jerusalem, where he will suffer and where he will die. He has healed the 10 lepers. And then you read in verse 20 that the Pharisees came and demanded something. When the kingdom of God should come, always questioning, not for the interest of their soul, but always in opposition, always seeking to go contrary to the Lord and His preaching. And the Lord answers them very properly. What does He say? The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. He means to say, oh Pharisees, you look in the wrong direction and you look for the wrong thing. The kingdom of God is not commotion. That is not some activity. That is not with people standing on the foreground. with whatever cloak of religion they may have. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That is the answer of the Lord Jesus. When God comes to establish his kingdom upon the earth, he does that in the hearts of his chosen. And then he comes there with his word, and he comes there with his spirit. It is not that outward show. For when the Spirit of the Lord comes and gives grace in the heart of a sinner, then the love of God is shed abroad within, and that sinner begins to love God, begins to seek God, begins to miss God, begins to serve him, begins to ask, Lord, what is thy way and what is thy will? Oh, Pharisees, you are looking in the wrong place. You must look within. Because just like that seed that is sown, that is in the ground, and there it begins, and no one watches, no one beholds, but the fruits later on will make it evident. Not that outward observation, what a lesson that is also for us, congregation. But then the Lord Jesus continues to speak, and he turns himself to his disciples especially. And he is going to speak about the coming of the days of the Son of Man. And then he speaks about the end of the world. Then he speaks about the coming judgment day. But then he says, first, as the lightning that lighteneth out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part unto heaven, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. But first, he, that Son of Man, must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. In other words, the end of the world is coming, but first I have to suffer. First I have to die, and then that last dispensation shall begin. So disciples, now I shall teach you what is necessary in waiting for the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And see, that brings us to the text. And the Lord then begins by saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. These are but a few words, but the Jews understood them very clearly. And really, if we consider it, what they were doing, eating and drinking and marrying wives and giving in marriage, you say, yes, that is not so difficult to understand. And even for us, we know who Noah was. And so that was the time that the Lord came with the judgment of the flood, and the ark was built and so forth. What are then those days? They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. So they were occupied, they were busy, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. And on the surface, we say, that is not evil. That is not sinful. Why is this now mentioned, congregation? We have to be faithful. We have to be diligent. That is also why we have prayer day, if the Lord will give a blessing upon it, that we may provide for our families. And mothers, that you may provide in your families also. God alone can help and give the increase. But do you know how we have to understand these words? They did eat, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage in the light of what is written in Genesis 6. Because there we read those solemn words that the Lord looked down upon the sons of men, and then he saw that violence covered the earth, that man had corrupted himself, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil, continually. So did they eat and drink? Did they marry and give in marriage? Yes, but in a sinful way. They were indulging. They were drunk. They were seeking carnal pleasures. They were busy in a worldly fashion. It was a time of evil, congregation. And then you read in the verses 1 and 2 of Genesis 6 that the sons of God saw the daughters of the sons of men. That refers to the generation of Seth and the generation of Cain. And the generation of Cain did not know about the Lord. They lived in wickedness. And the generation of Seth, where at least the outward truth was preserved, those sons of men began to look at those daughters. They mingled, they married. And only because they saw that these daughters were fair. And what was the result? Through that holy institution of marriage, they mingled truth with unbelief. And they corrupted the earth even further. So what does the Lord Jesus now mean to say by that the days of Noah were like? They were wicked. They were ungodly. And we read, they were until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So the Lord had been so long suffering with the people who lived so ungodly and who were so wicked. I say the Lord gave them a preacher. He gave them Noah, a holy man, a godly man. And the Bible says a preacher of righteousness. And he lived soberly. It was evident that this was a child of God. And that child of God had received a task to build an ark. And to preach sin and the coming judgment unto the people. Oh, then he was given to be faithful. And do not think that that was easy. Or that that was without danger. But nevertheless, he spoke about the judgments of God righteously to be awaited. And he said, now flee from the wrath to come. How? In that ark. In that ark. And what else is now pictured by that ark but the Lord Jesus Christ? And then you must not walk around that ark. There will have to come a time that you have to go into that ark. And Noah preached. Not one sermon. Not 1 week. Not 1 year. Not 20 years. Noah preached 120 years, congregation. What a labor did the Lord bestow upon those people that were so wicked. And in those 120 years, that wickedness only increased. And what happened to that multitude? Perhaps some were impressed. That is quite possible. But precious few of them. Most of them listened. And many of them mocked. They scorned. And some were so entirely indifferent. And in those 120 years, then the few of God's children that were left in those days died. Ah, congregation, the days of Noah, they were wicked, they were ungodly and unprepared. unprepared because they did not believe the word of God that was spoken by Noah. They did not take heed unto the warnings that they have to be ready and that they have to enter into the ark. Those were the days of Noah. You say, but they are long ago. Yes, but are not the days of Noah with us also? How much eating, how much drinking, how much marrying and giving in marriage is taking place? And then look around us, but look among us, look in our families, congregation. Oh, how much are we doing and busy and occupied without any dependence on the Lord? Without any thought for eternity? Oh, and then, do we then pray for a blessing every day in truth? Do we then ask the Lord for His direction, where we must go and what we must do? Do we take heed unto Him? Congregation, how is it with ourselves? Are not the days of Noah among us, upon us even today? And are we then not also guilty, worldly, and unconcerned, unprepared for the things of eternity? Oh, what is our aiming in all our busyness? And remember not that the Lord says, be slothful and idle, but how do we work? And for what purpose do we work? Do we now seek first of all the kingdom of God and His righteousness? And all those other things shall be added unto us. Is it not true what God's word says, that God is not in all our thoughts? Oh, are we not living in the days of Noah? Closer still. Because we outwardly continue, and we still are in the land of the living. But what happened to those people in the days of Noah? The Lord sent them a preacher. And how often has now the word of God been sent unto you and unto me, congregation? How many times has that word been proclaimed? Has that word been read? Has that word been taught? How many times have you read that word even in your own home? Congregation, what has the message been? Sin and grace. What has the message been? Flee from the wrath to come. But where must I flee? How must I then have my soul in safety? In the ark, we are in danger of perishing forever. If we are outside the ark, there has to be an entering into that ark, congregation. Oh, the present days are evil. And shall we then not seek to get our soul in safety? Oh, are we not living in the days of Noah? How many people heard Noah preaching? Many. But do you think that they all stayed and listened to him 120 years? There were many who turned away from that preaching. They did not want to hear about that doom and all that judgment. They did not want to be reproved about sin. And then we have ticklish ears. And then we become so irritated. And then we want to have a doctrine that is pleasing to us. And congregation, how often have we closed our ears, did not want to listen? And how easily do we turn away from the truth? You say, but I am still a member. The congregation, is it also in your midst that some like to stay home? Or we go on vacation and we leave our seat empty,
Schmeitergeld says there could be the time that the Lord would have converted you.
Do we so easily neglect? Do we so easily become slothful with the means of grace? Oh, how many of you experienced this morning what we sang from Psalm 122? That you are glad to hear that welcome sound, to hear the call to prayer. How many of you thought, what a wonder, what a blessing, that we still may have a day of prayer. But in truth, how many acknowledge that there is still an ark being proclaimed, and it was being built before those people, and it was a large ark. And there was a door into that ark. But how few acknowledge sin? How few are in trouble for their soul's welfare? How few really need the ark? Do we not live in the days of Noah? Do we not need prayer day for our soul on the way to eternity? Likewise, and now the Lord continues, and he begins to speak about the days of Lot. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. And what did they do? They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. So now the Lord Jesus gives another awful example. And he comes again with a stern warning that the judgments are coming and we must be prepared. And so also in that history of the days of Lot, there is still a pointing to the only way of deliverance. What do we read? Oh, eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building. Yes, but in what way? You go to Genesis 18, and then you read that the cry of Sodom was great, and it had come into the ears of God. You read in the history with Abraham that there were not even 10 righteous people in those cities, very ungodly. So you can imagine all that eating and that drinking, that buying and that selling, that planting and that building, lawful in themselves, but they did it in the wrong manner. Again, only for their own pleasure, for their own sinful lusts. Oh, should there not be prayer day congregation, because it comes close to us, does it not? All our labors have to be blessed. But what was now the aiming? And then I think here about that buying and that selling, about that planting and that building. Did they not want to become rich? Were they not covetous? And you read that Lot with that spirit of covetousness in a child of God had gone to Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's where he fit, at least in that regard. But you also read that he vexed his soul. A righteous Lot in the midst of all those evils. So you can imagine, congregation, that the days of Lot were also ungodly, were also very wicked. And it is even worse if you consider what is not written. What is not written. Because in the days of Noah, they married wives and were given in marriage. And you read no mention of that in the days of Lot. So that holy institution of marriage was neglected, was trampled underfoot. That is something of the past. All people would live together like the beasts live together. Worse.
You read that they gave themselves unto strange flesh, that they gave themselves over unto fornication. There they practiced the sin of sodomy. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot congregation. Is it not an awful time that the Lord Jesus uses as an example to warn the disciples and to warn us? And now in that wicked place was Lot, who vexed his soul, and his testimony was feeble. Whether he said much, we may question it. But still the people realized he was different. Still the people realized that he was not like them. You see that? And those two angels have to be given up by Lot. They wanted to abuse them, that sin of sodomy. And Lot did not want to do that. Congregation, what an awful testimony. What an awful warning does the Lord now give unto those people. And then I read, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So the day of the Lord was coming. The judgment of the Lord was also coming for Lot, for the men of Sodom and the men of Gomorrah. And these men in Sodom and Gomorrah had been warned, because earlier Chedorlaomer had come, defeated the city and took them all into captivity. And who delivered them? Lot's uncle, Abraham, through the power of God. And what did the people of Sodom do? Take heed. Did they repent? They continued. And they heaped sin upon sin. And they multiplied all their iniquity until they filled the measure of sin that the time of God had to come. Ah, congregation, consider now the days of Lot. The first world was destroyed by water, the flood. And now here the Lord Jesus comes even closer, that he points more earnestly to the second judge, to that last judgment, because fire and brimstone rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them all. Should there not be prayer day? Should there not be prayer day, congregation? For remember that Lot went with 8 into that ark, Noah. And Lot went out with his wife, with his 2 daughters. And his wife even looked back. So there were only 3 kept safely from that judgment. And now we leave alone for a moment whether they were all saved, because they were not. But the picture, the image is there, that there is a small remnant that is saved in the midst of all the judgments. Does it then not tell us, congregation, that we have to make haste, that we cannot delay, that we should not tarry, that our soul's welfare is at stake? Remember the days of Noah. Remember the days of Lot. But then also see, congregation, the blessed portion that the Lord gives unto his people. Because Noah was safe, and the Lord's people are safe in that ark that is in Christ Jesus alone. And the Lord always provides that way of deliverance for his people. He shall never forsake them. They shall not perish forever. That cannot be. And the Lord also pointed out in that history, in the days of Lot, that there was deliverance.
Because flee unto that Zoar of safety. And as soon as Lot had entered into the city, then the judgment came. Maybe they're not saved. On this prayer day, we need to beg the Lord to deliver us from sin and evil, and that we may flee out of the judgment, that city of destruction, like Christian did in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And that we come to find that place of safety. Oh, should that not be our petition every day in the season that lies before us? Should we then not also pray the same as we sing? Psalter 290. The Lord will bless and prosper those, yea, blessed indeed are they, whose ways are just to constantly, whose righteous law obey. O Lord, remember me in grace. That is prayer day. Let me salvation see, the grace thou showest to thy saints, that grace reveal to me. 3, 4, and 5 of 219. The days of Noah, the days of Lot, and now in the third place, the days of the Son of Man. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In verse 26, we read, so also shall it be in the days, in the plural, in the days of the Son of Man. Why is there a difference? Then we have to go back to verse 20. When those Pharisees were asking that question about the kingdom of God, and the Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. And then the Lord spoke to his disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. The disciples then were living in one of the days of the Son of Man, because the Lord Jesus had come, was born, labored, and he was bodily present with his disciples. But that shall not continue, because the Lord would ascend and would be in heaven, congregation. And then, at that particular time, there would be people saying, see here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. That people claim, now is the day of the Son of Man. Now is the day of Christ. Here he is, and there he is. The Lord says, that is a snare. And resist that temptation. Do not go there. Instead, he says, the day of the Son of Man shall come, but then it shall be as lightning from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven. So suddenly, in the day when you look not for it, then he shall come. And of that day and of that hour knoweth no man, but the Father which is in heaven. So there are days of the sons of men. And congregation, the day of vengeance, the day of wrath would come. That was one of those days when the Lord would come in judgment upon Jerusalem and upon the Jews. And that pointed forward to that final judgment day. But that judgment upon Jerusalem and upon the Jews, that was also past. And now that last coming of the day of the Son of Man is still abiding. And meanwhile, young and old, we live in those days like Noah, 120 years. The judgment is evidently coming. And the ark is still being prepared. And the ark is still open. And the preaching of righteousness, of grace, and of mercy is still yet found in this earth. But that day of the Son of Man is surely coming. Congregation, how is it then with you and with me? If we now look around us, if we look among us, if we look within us, then surely the Lord's word is so true. As it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so also shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Thus, like as in Noah's days and Lot's days, thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Do we then not need prayer day for temporal blessings? Yes. And I do not want to slight it, we may not. But most of all, fellow travelers, on the way to eternity, most of all, we need a blessing for eternity. That is the chief reason why that we should have prayer day continually. Oh, that coming of the sons of men is sure, but how few are prepared. By nature, none of us looks forward to that day. By nature, none of us take heed unto the warnings and unto the signs. And a very few only by grace may receive an eye to see what is happening, congregation. Tell me now, what did Solomon say? Remember now, not tomorrow. That may be too late. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Before those evil days come, before that time of eternity shall come, before that final judgment day shall come. And now the Lord still proclaims unto us, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Do take heed unto the callings, the allurements, the admonitions, the warnings, the judgments. Is not the Lord laboring among us? Oh, so much more than in the world around us, because that word comes to us. And is it not proclaimed? A congregation, hardened we are in our ears, hardened to the gospel, hardened to the message also of coming judgment. And still the Lord comes. But by nature, then we want everything to continue the way as it is. We put the thoughts of eternity far from us, and we do not think that we may have to die even now. But it is our wisdom to consider the things which belong unto our peace. That we would have prayer day, that we would begin the day in the morning, and that at noon we also would pray, and that in the evening and perhaps in the night times, we say, Lord, I must be converted. Lord, I have to meet thee. Lord, how can it be done? Because my soul is not saved. How? How must we now be prepared? In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. There were these fools. When the judgment would come, then they still grab some gold and some silver and some treasures. The Lord says, do not do so. Do not cleave to the earthly treasures. Let not your soul hanker after all the things that shall perish with eternity. Remember Lot's wife. She did not go back. She only looked back. But even a looking back was to her destruction. Her heart was still in Sodom, congregation. And therefore again, that I may press it upon you for your soul's welfare, flee and do not linger. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. With all the things that we have accomplished here, with all the things that we have gathered together here, we cannot save our soul for eternity, then we shall have to lose our life and die forever. And then the Lord mentions three pairs that in three different ways speak about the separation that shall come when the day of the Son of Man shall arrive. There are two in one bed, two in close relationship. Oh, that would be husband and wife most likely. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two grinding together. The women usually did that. A little mill for preparing the meal, the flour. One shall be taken, the other left. Two men working in the field, one taken and the other left. Taken. And the other left, what shall it then be? Oh, taken away in God's grace. Taken away into God's glory. And then the other left, for the righteous condemnation and then to perish forever. Therefore take heed, watch and pray, congregation. The one that you are closest with today may have to be separated from you, because that line of separation the Lord will draw infallibly. Therefore we sang from Psalm 106, if the Lord would yet give that prayer in our heart today, that the Lord would remember me in grace, let me salvation see, the grace thou showest to thy saints, that grace reveal to me. That is now a prayer of one who is not God's child. You may ask it. You should ask it. O children, shall you pray that tonight? Shall you pray that after church? Because eternity is coming. And they answered and said unto him, and that is now the word of the disciples. They have heard that earnest sermon of the Lord. And now it becomes prayer day for the disciples. They say, where, Lord? In other words, that people end up so perplexed, so at a loss. How can I then save my soul in that great day of the Son of Man? Prayer day, where, Lord? And hear then the answer of the Savior. Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. The body that is a dead body, that is a carcass, that is a sacrifice. And now God's children, says Christ, they are like the eagles. And where do those eagles go? Oh, they fly, prayer, to that carcass, to that sacrifice. The only way, congregation, that your soul shall be safe in the day of the Son of Man, in that final judgment, is if you may partake of that sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you may eat of his body, that you may drink of his blood. Where, Lord? Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. What a solemn end to that sermon of the Lord. He gives the application. He tells us the right direction. It must become prayer day, personally, for you and for me. And where shall I then point you? Oh, to that ark, to Zoar of safety, to this sacrifice of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. Merciful and gracious Lord, wilt thou apply the truth unto our hearts, and wilt thou give unto us what we cannot miss for eternity, graciously remember us in mercy. Lord, wilt thou teach us to pray? Wilt thou then have regard unto us, also in this afternoon and evening? Lord, be in our midst by renewal. For Jesus' sake, amen. Psalter 235, 1, 2, and 3. Psalter 235, Lord, my petition heed. Now help me in my need, my Savior be. I am thy servant, Lord. My trust is in thy word. Mercy to me afford, I cry to thee. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 235. Now depart in peace and receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.